Go.
Dear Chicago.
Can't never do it right.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
The left.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Very Berry.
Very Berry.
Okay. My balls are very berry.
Harry, you messed up the letter. You're so Latino.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You are listening to episode 698. We are two shows away from 700.
We're going to
need you to contact us via email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Give us a call at
863-666-666-0377-0377.
Let's say it in Spanish for all the Latinos out there. 863-
863-666-0377.
Good job.
Mm.
Call and leave us a message. We would
love it. Mensaje.
What if we do the whole show? I'm just speaking Spanish or English and you're translating in Spanish, but we're like doing it at the same time.
That would be very confusing. Voy a estar bien confundido.
Anyway. Or I could say my sentence, and then we wait 3 seconds like the educational recordings, and then you say it in Spanish.
No, that's not going to work, because it's going to take me a little bit longer to translate
Hi,
in my head.
My name is Ricky.
Hola. Look,
you got to wait 3 seconds.
Oh.
Hi, my name is Ricky.
Hola, mi nombre es Ricardo.
I live on Walcott Avenue.
Yo vivo en la Avenida Walcott.
Chicago is really shitty.
Chicago es un pedazo de mierda.
In Chicago, you have to dodge bullets.
En Chicago, tienes que correr.
You have to run.
Run, motherfucker, run! Corre, hijo de puta, corre!
So, let's do phone calls first.
Okay.
Can I use your phone to play the call so I know what order they came in?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like you haven't seen porn.
A lot of these you're not going to get because they're old. Like, this person is going back and listening to old shows and going forward. So it's interesting to me. But I try to text this person and they wouldn't tell me who they were. Like, they gave me like, oh, yeah, I've been listening, you know, this and that, but they're like, no, I can't tell you. I can't tell you who it is yet. I guess maybe it's a surprise or something, not for sure.
Sorpresa, te tengo una sorpresa. Estoy oyendo los últimos episodios de tu show.
Is that for Hillary?
Oh, speaking of Harry.
Oh, here. Harry.
I just have to say for all my Latino friends out there, all of our Latino family.
Pull them in with that lasso.
Pull them in with that gay ass lasso. Juan Gabriel, he passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to mention that. Oh, I was crying. It was horrible.
Was your mom crying?
She's very sad. She knew him when she was a teenager because they lived in the same neighborhood in Juarez, Mexico.
He was kind of poor, right? Like, his situation dirt was poor. Bad. Yeah.
Very dirt poor.
Tony was dirt poor.
He was like, I mean, it was a rags to riches story, and he did a lot for children. Like, and for poor families. And
Tony was telling me like the last probably 20 years that he's been singing, he has not accepted any money from that. Like it's all went to charities.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was a very charitable person, like humanitarian, like doesn't even explain. I mean, he had a home in,
I mean, Madonna has aspirations looking at him.
Let's not talk about the queen. Anyways, it was very sad. So you Latino people probably know what I'm talking right. about. Anyways, he was one of my favorite singers in Spanish.
All right. So we have recorded since 9/7.
Pero qué necesidad. Para qué tanto problema. No hay como la felicidad de estar a ser ahí y blah, 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 blah.
Good job. Keep going because I'm just... Your old iPhone is so slow.
Bitch. Right. Alaska Thunderfucks. Alyssa. Describe Michelle Visage in one word. This is my reenactment of yesterday's RuPaul Drag Race.
I didn't get to see it yet.
Beast!
Oh my god.
Levels are really high.
Yeah.
Very. I would suggest turning down your volume.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey there, foul monkeys. I just want to tell you that I love the lady of the labia. She's great. Nurse Lori is awesome. We should definitely have her on the show more often. That's all I got today. All right, y'all have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for calling, listener lurker.
He's got a sexy voice. Like, he does. It's very southern.
He's like from Texas or something.
I was going to say, it's very... oh my God.
Could you like not have it log off every 2 seconds?
Well, first of all, you keep pressing. I will manage it. Because you're like fucking it up.
How am I fucking it up? I just hit play.
Okay, so 98 is the one you want me to play?
Yeah, we may have played that one already too, but... We are so technical at this job that we do for free for you.
Hey,
guys.
Foul monkeys. I was just listening to y'all's show where y'all were talking about getting hand jobs with a sock. It's hilarious. Y'all were talking about using them as y'all's... Basically, your cum towels. But when I was in between the ages of, I don't know, like 12 to, I moved out of my parents' house at 20. I used old socks, like ones that didn't match. When I was done with them, I would fold them, you clean yourself up, and I'd stick it underneath the edge of my bed. And I remember one time I went to summer camp. When I came home, my mom was like, I cleaned out your room, and I changed the sheets on your mattress. And when I went to go move your mattress, there was a sock underneath there. So I just picked it up and put it in your dirty laundry. That made me feel terrible. So anyways, just wanted to let y'all know about that little revealing story. All right, foul monkeys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I'm sure...
I'm gonna delete those.
I'm sure my parents found a lot of socks that stood up on their own. I mean,
it always reminds me of that scene in Bridesmaids where she's like, I have sheets that I crack in half.
It's so fucking gross.
Anyway, okay, next. Because this is the same guy.
They're all him.
Okay, which is cool. Okay, go ahead. So let's play this one.
So slow. I mean,
just... Hey, foul monkeys. I just I wanted to tell you that I haven't laughed so hard as I did the other day when I was listening to the soup kitchen stories about how Josh was trying to get some homeless dick. It still cracks me up. Like, that was one of y'all's best episodes in a long time. For me, at least. It was one of y'all's best episodes in a long time. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
That's true. Josh and I one time went to a soup kitchen one time, and he was, like, scoping out the hot homeless guys. I'm like, you are totally here for the wrong reason. Dude, I've never cooked so much burger, like, meat in my life.
Like, oh, did it make you not want to eat meat?
No, it made me not want to work at a homeless kitchen. It was...
Hey, foul monkeys. I just want to call and tell you, too, that today's my birthday. I'm turning 30. Man, I can't believe it. What does it feel like to be old? Anybody? Anybody in the podcast world can tell me how it feels to be old? All right.
You know what? Listen, fucker.
Hold on. I need to get ready for this. Let me take in a deep breath.
Wait, first of all, it's September 14th when he sent the message, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
dear boy with the cute voice from Texas.
Happy birthday to you.
Now come get a mouth hug.
How dare you say old? How dare you 30? Refer to us as old?
That's
you fucking toddler.
30 to 35 is like the best age because you're not, your body's not ruined yet. But you still kind of want to be an adult. So you learn how to like party responsibly.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's kind of cool.
Who cares about responsibility?
And then after 35, you're like, what's a party?
It's like, why? Why did I wake up at like 5 in the morning?
A party is a Xanax in bed by 9, up at 4.
A party is like one glass of wine followed by 2 glasses of water and in bed at 7:30 watching Grey's Anatomy. That's a fucking party.
A party is changing your diaper. And seeing your dog dig through it.
Because you smell that food.
It looks like used Indian food.
Oh, God, that's so gross.
Oh, my God, that was funny. All right. Thank you for that laugh.
Fucker. Oh, he's a fucking goddamn... Oh, I put it in the junk. Fuck. He's a goddamn millennial. That's what he is. He's a motherfucking millennial.
We're
going
to try to keep that to ourselves.
Wait, I need to get out of the junk. Move it into trash.
Get your junk out.
What?
Ew.
Ew.
Next call, please.
I'm coming. I mean,
ew. Ew.
Okay, here we go.
Need a sock.
Need a dirty sock. Okay.
Hey, foul monkeys. I was just listening to a show where DeAndre is always calling in. And you always say his name, DeAndre. You know, you say down low. Or is it deep? Just beats the fuck out of me. But anyways. I don't know if y'all are getting that from the thing. It was like a long time ago. It was on Project Runway. This guy was making fun of Tim Gunn because he's always looking for Andre. And if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube.com and go and take a look and check it out. Just type in Andre Project Runway or Tim Gunn Project Runway with Andre, and you'll see it. All right. Have an awesome day. Bye.
I mean, he just gets sexier every time.
Sexier every time. But what's hilarious is reading the transcripts from these.
Oh, my God.
Because every one of them says, hey, fat monkeys.
No. Hey, sal monkeys. Just wanted to share where we Andres. I was calling in the always says Indians where you know you say download it or is it deep? You beat the fuck out of me. Oh. But anyways, I don't know if you're getting that from the thing. It was like a long time ago. I feel like this is like one of those like skits from SNL where it's like back in the 1900s. Oh, where they're like English and they're
it
like
was so long ago.
So long ago.
It was 1997.
I know.
Why do I sound like a British Cher? That's weird.
Oh.
Hell.
Oh. Anyway,
we have one more call. Thank you for calling Lurker Luke. Is this
Lurker.
Name?
Okay, one more call from Lurker.
Lurker Luke.
Okay. Now we get the hey fat monkeys.
Hey foul monkeys. I was just listening to the one where y'all did the I don't even know. It's like the drag revival or something for Jesus. I don't know. It was hilarious. And y'all are all singing. And I just realized that when Waylon laughed, he laughed a lot like Nicole. It's like, but anyways, just want to pass that on to y'all. All right. Y'all have a good day. Later.
He's so polite. He's like, have a good day, y'all. I want to have a good day with you.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
So what he should do, all the shows that he's listening to, he should call back and name them like the Friends episode. Because that's what he calls. He's like, I was listening to the one where da-da-da. Because, you know, Friends was named after like the one with the blue kettle or the one with the glasses.
Oh.
The one, that's what the shows are, how the shows are named.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I remember
so
that.
So that's what he should do since he's going back through this really old ones. I don't know how you're doing it, girl. Lurker Luke, you crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear you typing.
Oh.
I mean, do you have any respect?
I'm sorry. It's your next.
So thank you for calling. We'd love if you get to hear this. I'm not for sure if you're listening to episodes now, but if you do, we'd love to get an anniversary call at 863-666-0377.
Yes.
Or email us at thalmonkeys@gmail.com. What else we have to talk about?
Okay, so let's talk about Drag Race. Oh, you haven't watched it.
I haven't watched the last one, but I read about it.
Okay. So I kind of feel like
history was made.
No. Well, first of all, if you haven't seen the show, spoiler alert, which, by the way, that means to me, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. So if you're hearing it, too bad. Go watch the fucking show. It's already Friday.
It's still good, even if you know what the outcome is.
Oh, and by the time you get this fucking recording, it'll be way past Friday.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm, what? Whoa.
That was like the spirit.
That like
guy
echoed inside of an echo inside of an echo.
That was weird.
My gift. It was my Mariah Carey was coming out. Anyway, so I kind of feel like Fifi O'Hara needs to take several seats. And several seats for several days. Because I get that she's claiming that the producers coerced her. Get it? Her. Anyway, into wanting to like get her to be the villain.
Mm-hmm.
However, she did say everything. Everything that was said.
She walked in and said, I'm a villain. Get it?
Right. I'm dressed as a villain. Get it? I'm a villain. Get it? No, you are a villain. I think that you are kind of a bitch and you don't like to be a bitch, but when it comes out, you can't control it. So, sweetie pie, you need to take several seats for several days and shut the fuck up. You served them all that shit. It's not like they told you to say all that shit. You served it to them. They decided to put it together how they saw fit. Don't come over complaining and acting all fucking victim-y, just like how she was trying to say.
Victim-y. Love that word.
Right.
It's like dick to me.
It's like dick inside of me. She was trying to claim that Alyssa was being she was playing the victim. And I'm sitting here going, boo-boo. I mean, you playing the victim now with all the shit that you are. Did you see the tweet that RuPaul tweeted her? Not her, but tweeted after she
tweeted.
Unfollowed her.
You were drawn that way.
Okay. Right. She's like, oh, okay. I was like, get it, girl.
Dis.
Don't.
Girl.
I'm old. According to fucking Lurker Luke, bastard. You know what? Like, don't bitch and moan about the hand that feeds you. Take that from Willem. That's the reason why she has nothing to do with any of that shit. Because she decided to be mouthy about the hand that was feeding her ass, and look where it's got her.
Well, I don't think she's doing too bad.
No, I mean, she's not. She may not necessarily be doing too bad, but
she could be doing better.
She could be out and about doing her thing, like with the. And you know, and I guess maybe to some degree, it's like, you know, do you want to be associated with RuPaul's Drag Race? Well, you don't have to, right? I mean, that could definitely be a platform that could put your name out there even further. And you can stop after it's done. But don't sit there and say all that shit when you knew what you were going in there for. Why did you believe that they were going to edit you in a good way?
All reality shows do the same thing.
All of them. Are you not watching the reality show? You clearly not, because you would have known. Wait, that producers
weren't you in one previous years?
Exactly. That's even the worst part. Like, you were in a show before.
That's the worst. This is his part.
Worst is
the worst sauce. Worst sauce
part. Yeah, it's the worst is the sauce. I don't know. I just feel like you need to stop it. Stop the bullshit. Stop the madness. Take several seats for several days. Go away. Just do your thing. You had redeemed yourself with the 365 days of drag. You redeemed yourself by behaving in an appropriate way when fans were coming up to you, when you were doing your business. You got on this show. You behaved a certain way. It doesn't matter. And the one thing that I will say that really sort of got me to think, you know what? Maybe she really is. This is, I'm not saying that she's always like this, but this is definitely a side of her. In yesterday's episode, there was one thing that really showed her true colors. So, you know, since she was being eliminated, or since she was up for elimination, they kind of wanted to sit down with all the contestants. And she said, I don't want to sit down on a one-to-one because I don't feel like I need to plead my case. I don't feel like I need to kiss ass. Either, you know, you agree with the judges or you don't. But the thing that she had said when she was talking to Tatiana, she was telling her, like, they were talking, going back and forth and whatever. And Fifi was like, oh, you know, she's like, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, kiss your ass. Like, it's not going to happen. And she's like, and Tatiana was like, but no, Alyssa first said, doesn't it that, you know, if I was a fan, I'd look at it and be like, why are you like giving up? Or like, why are you, it doesn't seem like you want it that
and
much.
Why are you she's salty? Like,
I fucking want it. So then Tatiana came by and talked to her because, you know, the winners of yesterday's drag was Tatiana and Alyssa Edwards. And when they were done, Fifi goes, are you going to wear that? She's like, are you going to change? And she's like, yeah. Prior to right before that statement, she had told her that she goes, oh, you know what? She's like, I thought you were really good, but Alyssa, she wasn't as funny. Or Detox. Because, wait, who was
that? But she's
Detox.
Done that all through the season
right,
so far.
Right.
She
and
goes,
so,
oh, that dress is so big.
Okay, I'm sorry. And I was confusing that. So, yes, she said that to Tatiana about Detox. Oh, you were really good. She's like, but Detox, you couldn't really understand her with her accent. And Tatiana was like, in her, like, one-on-one, she was like, girl. She's like, how you gonna sit there and tell me that I was funny and that you couldn't hear Detox because of her accent, but then you're going to tell Detox that I sucked. Ooh. She's like, girl, choices.
Thank you.
And I was just like, that's some shady shit. Because
But
I
she
get
did
that
several times throughout the season.
Exactly. And it's like, you know what? It's not necessarily the shit that you were talking about, it's the choices that you were making but I know that you're playing a game. And
the
you know
producers
what?
Didn't tell her, say this to this person.
Exactly. Here's the problem. You were playing a game, and you were playing a game the way that you thought it should be played, was by casting doubt in each other, in each of the queens that were competing against you. Which I get. Like, that's, if the game is going to be about knocking someone out, then you want to cast the biggest doubt in your competitors, mm-hmm. no matter what. I get that. But you're going to have to eat your fucking words when it makes you, when it starts to make you look bad. And yesterday, when Tatiana pointed that out, I was like, this bitch, she's evil. Like, there is evil in her heart, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like, I understand that it's a competition, but these are your friends. These are people that when you leave that show, you're going to work with in the future. And if you do that, they're going to look at you and be like, why did you do that? Like, you, none of us were doing it that way.
Right.
Like, we were playing a fair and square game.
But I kind of also, like, her whole thing, and I'm getting, like, because I've listened to RuPaul's Drag Race Recap, but like, for her to tell Alyssa, like, this, like, my thing is, I think Alyssa, when she made her decision, was a decision that helped her, you know, like, I don't think she chose the right person. I think she should have chose someone that was going to knock her out of the competition later when she chose Ginger. But for Fifi to, like, attack, I mean, she was pissed about that. But it's like, why are you pissed at her about that? And then she turns around and does the same thing
to you.
To you.
You knew that was coming.
Right.
Because she even said it. You know, she was like, I know that if Alyssa gets back on here, I'm the first one to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because, but
you also you gave her a reason to be that way.
Exactly. Not only were you horrible in your skit, your fucking outfit looked awful.
And that episode where Alyssa got eliminated, Fifi totally had resting bitch face, like, the whole episode.
Right.
Like, just fucking pissed. And apparently that's when the whole argument happened with the producers and all that stuff, she said.
Right. She said that so according to her Vulture interview, this is the other thing that's sort of interesting, is that when she, you know how Michelle Visage had that show last year where it was like the confessionals?
Mm-hmm.
So she has it again this year with
I've only All-Stars. Seen a couple. Yeah.
Anyway, she did one with Fifi.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe was like, oh, she looked happy as fucking pie. And now you're going to sit there and talk all this shit? Like, I don't get it. It's like, why are you talking so much shit? Like, dude, you made your bed, lay in it, and shut the fuck up.
This almost makes me want to subscribe back to RuPaul's show, podcast, to see if he talks about any of this.
He talked about the editing, and he said that, and Michelle Visage, which I think a lot of people agree, is you said those words. So no matter what, you said those words. It doesn't matter. You know what? The producers can splice it. Which, that's not to say that the producers aren't assholes for doing that. Because they are. Because
that's their jobs. That's
what their job is to make drama.
And us gays gotta have the drama.
And we eat that shit up real quick.
Nom, nom.
Nom. Yeah. But anyway, I thought the show was probably one of the best drag shows I've seen. Not just in All Stars, but like in all of her. I mean, the lip syncing was Tatiana did her fucking thing. I was like,
what did they sing to?
Oh, it was a Rihanna song. Shut Up and Drive, yeah. And she kept up with Alyssa. And you know, Alyssa's a dancer. Mm-hmm. That's like her profession. So for Tatiana to not necessarily be considered a dancer, like, she did her fucking thing, I have to say. And let me tell
thank you.
I thought she owned
dead it. In the eyes, just like her, too. It's great.
thank you.
And she always is like,
anyway. She totally is Britney Spears.
Oh my god, totally. Just her skit with Detox was fucking hilarious.
I'll have to watch it. I'll watch it.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. They were fucking, it was good. It was good. There was no way if RuPaul really had to choose on sending one of those two queens home, like, all, like, definitively, like, there was no chance of saving both of them like he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been a really fucking tough decision, because, like, they brought their fucking A game. Like,
they both wanted to come back.
They both were there to fucking, I mean, Tatiana did win. Logistically speaking, she did win the competition.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, RuPaul also thought that Alyssa did a fantastic job. Her and Alaska were fucking hilarious. But it would have been really difficult.
I agree with Daniel Brewer on the recap show that now it's getting to the point where everyone's most favorite queens are on the show. And now the show is going to start getting sad for everyone.
Oh my God, totally.
Your favorite person is going to start.
I think that the way
it's stressful.
Oh my God. I think that the way the competition is going to end up going is I think Roxy Andrews is next. Because I think when you put her against the other queens, there's no way. She just doesn't have the caliber. She's a great queen. I love her. I think she's one of the ones that has the most natural looking fucking wig line
ever. And she's handsome as a boy.
Yeah, she's really cute. Yeah.
Ooh.
Next to Alaska. And then, so I think she's going to be the next one to go. I think the one after that is going to be Alyssa. Even though I think she's a fantastic queen, I think she's going to be the next one to go. After, I think it's going to be Roxy.
Alyssa. Detox.
I don't know. Those are the four queens I do not know. Because it could really, really be... It could. I think that the top three... For sure, Alaska. She's fucking killing it. I mean, when she came out as fucking pound cake... little pound cake, I damn near about fell off the fucking couch. Because I was just like... Get it, bitch. You look fucking fantastic. I think it's going to be Fifi Alaska.
Like, oh, that's original.
Right. Alaska... Detox, and I don't know if it's going to be Tatiana or Katya. My sneaky suspicion tells me that I think Tatiana is going to go to the top three, and Katya is going to be next to go. Either it's going to be her first or Alyssa first. One of those two queens. I mean, I think Roxy Andrews is probably going to go home the next elimination because I just don't think she has... She's not in the same caliber as like Alaskan Detox. And,
well, they're more imaginary, and she's not as
pageanty, mm-hmm. and she's very like glamour, which is great because she's got the face and the body, yada yada. But I don't know. She is the queen that brought two wigs out, so which was one of the best episodes ever.
Right?
Yes.
Michelle Visage's face
was just, like, get it, girl. I mean, it was just, that was a badass episode though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I think that the top three is going to be, it's either going to be Alaska Detox and Tatiana or Alaska Detox and
Katya.
Yeah.
I would love to see Alyssa Edward. I don't know why people like, I love Alyssa Edwards. I don't know what it is about her.
Fantastic.
I think it's just because she's so like she's stupid. Like she's like Britney Spears stupid. Like she doesn't mean to do.
No, I think she's like Anna Nicole stupid. Like I think she's in on the joke a little bit, but not. She's in on the joke.
She's Jessica Simpson stupid.
No, because Jessica Simpson was not a.
Is there chicken in Chicken of the Sea?
Oh my god!
When I saw that, Paris Hilton is stupid. You know,
when I don't think Paris Hilton is very stupid. I think she's actually smart, stupid. But she plays stupid. Right. But I think she's very much like, I think she knows a little bit that she's like, I think she's kind of in on the joke that she knows.
Riga Morris.
Oh my God. My first name Riga, last name Morris. And she was like, well, who the hell Morris is? I thought about damn near died. Oh my God. I was like, are you stupid? But that is, I was talking to a coworker today and I was telling her, I was like, but that's her genius, is that she's so fucking hilarious because you just look at her and you laugh. Mm-hmm. She's got all these fucking facial expressions. And then when she talks, she has this like almost speech impediment, mm-hmm. like because her top teeth stick out too much. So she doesn't enunciate all her words properly. Oh my God.
No, she was like, do-da, do-da.
She's like, do-da, do-wa, do-wa. I was like, are you fucking dumb? But, you know, that's her. That's why in this episode, her and Alaska work so well together. Mm-hmm. Because the minute they got grouped together, Alaska told her, I want
to... Were they forced together or they get to choose?
They got to choose.
Since she and was no one chose Roxy? No. I'm shocked about that.
No. She chose Alyssa because Alyssa was the last to be eliminated, so she got the first choice. Oh, so she chose Alaska.
Trickled down.
And then and then they all. But when they got together, Alaska told her, "Like, I want to play up the fact that you're just hilarious. You're just funny. Mm-hmm. Like, you could sit there and be like, and it's hilarious. It's like people love that, so we want to play on that." And it's true. Like, she doesn't even have to open her fucking mouth. You just look at her and she
opens her mouth and goes.
And it's like hilarious. So, I mean, but the problem with that is that she's like Ginger Minge. That's all you got? Like, you know, you don't.
But it was, I don't think that's all Lisa has, though. I mean, I don't know. Has a, like, she can be a beauty pageant queen.
Yes, she can.
She dances.
Yes.
She, I mean, she knows her stuff. She knows what gets people.
No. So. I just think that within this competition, she's going to plateau very soon, you know, in terms of like what else she's got. Like, she's not a comedian by nature. Like, it, you know, it doesn't come to her. She's not as witty as like Alaska or Detox or Katya, where, you know, even Tatiana.
Do you think their wittiness comes for their lip injections?
I don't know.
Detox just, it looks like she took a glass and sucked on it for about 5 years and then took it off.
Oh, she did the Kylie Jenner challenge.
Yeah. You know, people did that with glasses and it, like, broke on their face.
Yeah, and had cuts.
Yeah, just
dummies. Dummies.
One girl had her lips removed because they died.
Oh, wow.
They were so in blood, engorged with blood, that the skin, like, died. It was weird.
Oh, that's awful.
What else we got to talk about? We're at 40 minutes.
Already? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't think we have a lot to say, right?
What else? And fucking Alaska as Betty Davis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's fucking hilarious. Anyway, what else? What else is there to talk about? Got anything coming up? Oh, you went to see Beth Hart yesterday.
Yeah. You guys, I went to go see Beth Hart again the second time.
Oh, my God. Is that like, so what is see? What is yes in French? Oui?
Oui.
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 Oui. Oui. Oui.
Yeah, I got to see her. I actually had the exact same seat I saw her last time in.
Really?
But she came out into the audience this time, and you guys, literally, she was arms reach away from me, and if I wanted I could have probably asked her to hug me and she would have done it, because she was like hugging other people in the audience and stuff. But I was so starstruck and crying, like I had like instant tears, that I couldn't even function.
Oh, girl. You're like me when I go see Janet. I get really as soon as the lights go down, I immediately start to like shake, like I was just found in a corner, raped somewhere, prodded, and, you know, all kinds of sorts of things of that nature.
But she was amazing. It sounded awesome. The venue was only like,
go on, girls, go, Ivy, go.
The venue holds 700 some people, but they didn't have the top layer filled.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't sell tickets for up there. So there was probably maybe 450 people in there, 500.
It's a great venue. I love the Park West.
Tony was telling me, he was reading about it. The reason the Park West got super famous is because Aretha Franklin performed there like in the early 80s.
Oh, really?
And it became like super famous after that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She looks so young. If you go back and look at that video, it's like...
Well, she wasn't fat, and she probably... Well, she was probably a little chunky.
But she was just young.
Yeah.
She's probably in her 30s, maybe, then?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Was she? Maybe. Oh, I guess if in the 80s, yeah.
Because she's like 60-something now, right?
No, I think she's a little bit older than that.
Oh.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha
Franklin.
Who don't fly anywhere. She's like, I don't fly.
She's like Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg doesn't like to fly. She'd rather take a bus or a train.
But you can't do that to go to other countries.
No, I mean, she does. When she goes to other countries, she does. She has to take, like, a sedative. Bitch needs to be knocked out. I'm telling you right now.
Bitch needs knocked out.
I can't imagine flying for fucking... I hate flying for more than 3 hours. I can't imagine
for 14 or
14 or 15.
I would
need or to one. Alaska. I mean, to Australia, where it's like 24 hours.
I'm not taking my I'm not taking my Ambien for when this happens, so I could take double doses.
And then the fucking stewardess is going to come by you and be like, sir, it's time to get off. You landed and you're going to be dead.
Back home, though.
Stupid. So fucking dumb.
All right, so I guess that's it. It's kind of hot in this room. We got to get it going in here. So
she was born in 1942.
So she was in her 40s. Damn. In 1982, she was in her 40s.
Yeah. Oh, she's 74 years old.
Okay.
She is an old hag, and she is not. She cannot.
She
sing.
Got them Tigo bitties.
Oh my God. Her. She's
got the queen of the bad arm.
Oh like, my God. Just, oh, it's like down
I
mean, to like.
I know mine's real sad.
It's like down. Like, it's like down to here.
Yeah. It's like she's got four it's titties on top of my love handles. Stupid. Which just makes one big wing and makes me hungry.
Fly like a bird into the sky. I'm like a bird, always fly away. No, you're like those little squirrel monkeys. They go and then they fly.
Flying monkeys.
Flying monkeys, yeah.
No, flying squirrels.
Oh, flying squirrels. Fuck! Three different
squirrel monkeys.
Three different fucking animals. You're like the ones that jump out of the planes and then they go. Right. They're like
and they fly forever.
Oh my God. Anyways, right. We're getting delirious.
All right, we gotta go. This is Ricky.
What was that today?
It was like three words. I don't know.
I can't remember. Fuck it.
Whatever. Maybe that's what we'll
two
call
buckets.
The title.
Fuck it.
All right. Episode 698. We're done. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could.